Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
If you've got spring fever, Lowe's has the cure. During Spring Fest, make your landscape stand out with three free bags of Miracle-Gro 3/4 cubic foot garden soil when you buy three. Plus, get up to 40% off select major appliances to keep clothes, food, and dishes fresh all season long. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 4/22 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for details. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spend on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, when her brother was young, he became obsessed with the paranormal. Did his obsession let something in the home, though? Or did it have to do with his imaginary friend?
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802. Or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown, and quite possibly, the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That it is, 855-853-4802, our phone number to share your real ghost stories with us. We'd absolutely love to hear them. If you want access to the bonus episodes, advanced episodes, everything with no commercials, check out our premium channel on Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories to get in on all of that. We got a lot of good ones here for you today. Let's jump over to our first call. Lots of beeping on my computer right now because things are things are not working correctly. But hey, I think this one is right here. Let's hear the ghost story.
I have a story about the house that I've been living in for 20 years now with my parents out in Washington State, out in the county. We've been living for the past 20 years in this gorgeous, like three-story home. It was built in 1977, so it's not a real old home. So there's really nothing weird about it. It's not haunted per se. I've been in creepier homes growing up. And this one just feels like home, feels right, feels comfortable, nothing weird. But, we do believe that the home, is a sponge for energy, because we did have something happen about probably 15 years ago when we were younger as kids. So my brother, he became obsessed with the paranormal at a very young age. He was around, he was probably around 8 or 9, so not super young, but he's 25 now, so it seems forever ago. And he started watching these YouTube videos that even me, who got him hooked on the paranormal shows like Ghost Adventures and Most Haunted, that stuff, I couldn't even watch some of the stuff that he was looking up. He was watching ghosts caught on tape, demons. He would watch clips of like demons and dark energy, like dark entities that were captured on film. Freaked me out, and I couldn't even watch him. He became so obsessed. He just got so into it, and my whole family will admit, even my dad, who is a no-nonsense person, to this day, after everything that happened, he will admit that something came into our home, and we think it was probably through my brother's obsession with these videos. I truly believe that spirits, if you put enough energy into that sort of thing, they could be possibly summoned. So he got really obsessed, and we started having weird things happening in the home. So the first thing that started was he actually started having an imaginary friend that he called Charlie. And he would always ask my parents, can Charlie go outside and play with me? Can Charlie sit at the dinner table? You know, my mom and my sisters and I were like, oh, he's just being a kid. It's an imaginary friend. And my dad was, again, a no-nonsense person. Was just like, don't, there's no Charlie. Stop it. Knock it off. There's, you know, stop it. You know, you have your real friends in the neighborhood. You stop talking to no one. But now that I look back at it, with everything that happened, I truly believe that maybe there was maybe a spirit that was passing through that was communicating with him. Don't know. It wasn't harmful, so he ended up fine. Time was normal for most of my family for a while. My brother got more and more obsessed with these scary videos, and it started affecting his sleep. He had nightmares. He wouldn't sleep at night. He would actually avoid going to bed and would pass out of exhaustion, like early hours of the morning. So that was a really rough time. My mom actually started noticing things being moved around. The laundry and the beds that she made up, they'd all become disheveled. She'd have to refold laundry a lot of times. The beds would be tossed. And she's very organized, so she knew that she had made them up. A lot of our friends didn't like hanging out in our home for a while, and that was usually the place to hang out. So we avoided it for a bit. I personally was staying home alone at the time. I was probably about 13 years old, and I would be the first one home after school. And I always loved being home alone. I loved it. I felt like an adult. But I, for a while, did not want to be home alone. I would get freaked out. I would swear I saw movements and like shadows out of the corner of my eye. I could not stand being home alone, even during broad daylight. I would go to my neighbor's house, just make an excuse stating that I was locked out just so I could hang out there and not have to be home alone. Or I would sit on my front porch and refuse to go in until someone came home. And that would be 2 hours sometimes. My sister had this crystal in her room that would start swinging around. I think spirits are attracted to crystals. I think they gather energy from that. And that started moving on its own. So that was really creepy. It also was moving her posters around. She would notice them fluttering. She had a poster in her doorway, and she always thought it was my brother outside in the hall. She thought she could hear a little boy, you know, messing around with her stuff, and she would always yell out into the hall at him, and he would be in his room down the hall with his door shut, and he would swear it wasn't him. My brother also would lie awake since he couldn't sleep at night, and always thought he saw my dad looking in at him, just watching him to make sure he was sleeping. And he'd always get mad at my dad and say, why are you watching me? And it was never my dad. We also had nights where things would crash downstairs in the middle of the night around 2 or 3 a.m. All our bedrooms are upstairs on the third floor. This would be on the first floor downstairs, and we would hear crashes, like a lamp crashing to the ground. We would go down and investigate, and nothing would be there. It got to the point where my dad and brother went underneath the house thinking that somebody was hiding out in there, and there was no one, and there was no way to access it. I always had a weird feeling about my closet too. I had curtains in my closet that I would hang, and I would refuse to have those curtains open at night. I felt like something was standing in that closet, and if my curtains were not shut, I had to sleep with my lamp. I mean, I had to close those curtains every time, because if I woke up and they were open, I would freak out. I'd turn my lamp on. I'd have to search my closet and make sure no one was in there, because it felt that real. The breaking point of all this, you know, like I said, my dad was like a no-nonsense kind of person. He actually was up late at night around 11 o'clock doing dishes after everybody had gone to bed. He couldn't sleep, so he went up. He decided to hand wash some dishes, and he was standing in the kitchen all by himself. And the way the kitchen is set up, if somebody was right behind you and tried to bolt, you would see them. There's no hiding spot. And he was doing dishes late at night, and he swore, and like I said, he is a very skeptical person up until this point. He swore he felt a man blow in his ear and his neck. He felt it and heard it. It was just like somebody blowing as hard as they could into his ear, and it freaked him out. And that's when he was able to admit that something was up. The final thing that really creeped us out with my mom and I sitting in the kitchen, being the only ones in the home at the time. It was probably 2 p.m. We were actually talking about the weird things that were happening in the house, and just clear as day, we heard my sister's voice from down the hall in her bedroom yell, "Mom, Mom." And we looked at each other and we were like, "She's not here." And we ran to her bedroom to see if maybe she had snuck in. We had no clue, but she was not there. There was no one in the house, and it sounded exactly like my sister. So at that point, my mom contacted my uncle, her brother, who had previous experiences with the paranormal, and was like, "I have to get rid of this." He told her to take a little bottle of whiskey and a pack of cigarettes out into the woods behind her house, offer it to the spirit, and say, "I offer these. I hope I can give you peace. This is my offer to you. Please leave my family alone." Just like that, nothing ever happened again. Occasionally, we feel like a spirit may pass through. But other than that, that was my experience. Love you guys. Love your show. Thank you. Have a good one.
What if the spirit doesn't like whiskey and cigarettes? You know, what if
that is the first time I've ever heard, like, I was waiting for her to say, this person said, "Grab some salt, grab some sage," you know, in the corners of the room, blah, blah, blah. Whiskey and cigarettes.
Pour out a little liquor.
Yeah.
What if the ghost quit? What if they're, you know, what are you getting them back onto a bad habit?
they're going to ghost AA.
Oh my God. Yeah. And,
well, you know, here's the thing too. Like, I don't know that watching videos necessarily opens you up, but if he was young enough, maybe it influenced him to try some other stuff like Ouija boards or trying to summon something in. Cause it sounded like something was going on in that house for sure.
Like it maybe just exacerbated the problem and made it worse.
Yeah. I mean, opened himself up to it to a certain extent. And maybe overall, maybe he was just open to stuff more than the average person. So watching stuff and maybe summoning something in just created a real problem for that family.
I could see that. That's not a situation I think anyone wants to find themselves in, because what do you do? Apparently, right. Whiskey and cigarettes.
Either get rid of the ghosts or the ghost of Merle Haggard shows up for a smoke.
It's like, surprise! Look right. Who you just invited over. Wow. Thanks for sharing that one. 855-853-4802, our phone number. If you want to write in, realghoststoriesonline.com. And if you want access to all of our bonus material, check it out on Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories. Until next time, for Todd and all of us at Real Ghost Stories Online, I'm Tony Bruschi. Thanks for listening.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Don't you wish everything was more rewarding? With Rakuten, almost everything is. You can earn cash back on those new shoes you've been wanting. You can save on the next trip you book. You can cash in on groceries. Just join, shop your favorite brands, and save. Target, Instacart, Expedia, Macy's, Sephora, CVS, the list is long. Save online, in-store, and at over 22,000 restaurants. And when it's time to redeem those rewards, get your money exactly how you want it. Choose PayPal, check, Bilt points, or cash out with gift cards. Eligible American Express card members can choose to earn membership rewards points instead of cash back. Terms and conditions apply. So go ahead, take a trip, fill a cart, order dessert. Rakuten is a world of rewards. Join today for free. Go to Rakuten.com or get the Rakuten app. That's Rakuten.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Moto Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino. Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Moto Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino. Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.